由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome to this new broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We have been doing a series of selected psalms.
我们正在播出一个有关诗篇的系列信息。
We looked at Psalm 2 and Psalm 14.
我们看过诗篇第二篇，看过诗篇第十四篇。
And today we're going to study Psalm 16.
今天将要看看诗篇第十六篇的。
And I want to begin by saying,
而今天开始节目的时候，我很想跟你说，
Inheritance has become a big business.
继承产业呢，是一件很大的事情。
I have seen the negative side of inheritance.
我曾经见过遗产是为到整家的人带来负面的作用。
I have seen how inheritance can cause grief and heartache among family members.
我见到过遗产怎样让到家庭成员中间产生悲痛和心酸。
I have seen how inheritance separates siblings from each other.
我曾经见到过遗产怎样整到兄弟姊妹之间是有隔阂。
I have seen how arguments over inheritance alienates family members from each other.
我曾经见过因为遗产而产生的纠纷怎样令到整个的家庭去反目。
Most often there is resentment and bitterness over inheritance.
更加多的时候遗产带来的不是满足而是仇恨和苦毒。
Please don't misunderstand me.
请你不要误会我的意思。
I am not against inheritance.
我从来都没有反对过继承遗产的。
In fact, the book of Proverbs says it is good for a father to leave an inheritance for his children.
事实上，箴言成卷书里面讲到父母和长辈为子孙预留遗产是好事来的。
So I'm not against inheritance.
所以我根本就没有反对过继承遗产。
But I have seen enough heartache and pain over inheritance.
但是我已经见过因为遗产而产生的心酸所产生的痛苦。
And that makes me long for my own spiritual inheritance.
这个也都令我希望自己的属灵遗产。
The only inheritance that is worth the name.
成为我唯一真正名副其实的遗产。
Let me tell you about the real inheritance of the believers in Jesus Christ.
不如让我告诉你，究竟相信耶稣基督的人真正的遗产是什么？
Our real inheritance will not perish.
真正的遗产是不会朽坏的。
Our real inheritance cannot be destroyed.
真正的遗产是不能够被摧毁的。
Our real inheritance can never be stolen by thieves.
我们真正的遗产是不会被人偷窃到的。
Our real inheritance will be with us after we die and go from this world.
我们真正的遗产是我们死了之后可以带走的。
Our real inheritance is far superior than all of the money in the world today.
我们真正的遗产是好过这个世界所有的钱。
Parents, I want to tell you something with the confidence and the authority of the Word of God.
我愿意凭着上帝的话语的权威和信心告诉你们听，你们尤其是做爸爸妈妈的人听。
There is an inheritance that you can leave your children that can never be destroyed.
只有一种遗产你可以留给你的子子孙孙，而它不会被任何的东西所毁坏。
That inheritance is your godliness.
而这种的遗产就是你的敬虔。
That inheritance is your walk with God.
这种的遗产就是你同上帝同行。
In Psalm 16,
在诗篇第十六篇里面，
David looks down through the eyes of prophecy.
大卫王用先知的眼光去看。
And he sees the New Testament.
佢竟然系睇到咗新约、哦。
He sees and anticipates the son of David.
佢见到并且预言咗大卫嘅子孙系点嘅。
And then by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
然后借住圣灵嘅启发
，He prophesies and writes Psalm 16.
佢写低咗诗篇第十六篇嘅预言。
I want you to turn with me to Psalm 16 in your Bibles.
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开圣经，同我一起睇下诗篇第十六篇旧约圣经嘅诗篇第十六篇。
Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge.
佢话：上帝啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
I said to the Lord, "You are my Lord."
我曾经同上帝讲话：你就系我嘅主。
Apart from you, I have no good thing.
我嘅好处根本就不在你以外。
As for the saints who are in the land.
论到啊，喺世界上面所有嘅圣民
，They are the glorious ones who is my delight。
佢哋又美又善，系我最中意嘅。
The sorrows of those increase who run after other gods。
以其他嘅神嚟代替耶和华上帝嘅话，佢哋嘅受苦一定要加增。
I will not pour out the libation of blood。
佢哋所浇奠嘅血，我系唔会献上噶。
Or take up their names on my lips。
我甚至唔会提佢哋嘅神嘅名字。
Lord, you assign me my portion and my cup。
耶和华，你系我嘅产业，你系我杯中里面嘅份。
You have made my lot secure。
我所得嘅，你都会为我持守。
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
你为我用绳去量俾我嘅地界，系坐落喺佳美嘅地方。
Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我嘅产业实在系美好。
I will praise the Lord who counsels me.
我一定要赞美嗰个教导我、为我指引前路嘅耶和华。
Even at night, my heart instructs me.
就算喺夜晚啊，我嘅心咧都会警戒我。
Because he is at my right, I will not be shaken.
我将耶和华时常放喺我前面，因为佢喺我右边，所以我就唔会被摇动。
Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices.
因此我嘅心要欢喜，我嘅灵要快乐。
My body also will rest secure.
我嘅肉身都要安然居住。
Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you decay.
因为你必定唔会将我嘅灵魂抌喺阴间里面，亦都唔会叫你嘅圣人见到而扭坏。
You have made known to me the path of life.
你必定将生命嘅道路要指示俾我睇。
You will fill me with joy at your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
在你的面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手里面是有永远的福乐。
Let me share with you my simple outline.
我好想同你分享我嘅一啲要点啊。
First, we see the condition of our inheritance.
首先让我哋嚟睇下我哋得到嘅产业嘅条件。
You found that in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Psalm 16.
你可以喺诗篇第十六篇第一节、第二节、第三节同埋第四节睇到噶。
Secondly,
第二样嘢呢？
We see the content of our inheritance.
我哋将要嚟睇下我哋所继承嘅产业有啲乜嘢嘢呢
？Verses 5 and 6
系第五节同第六节噶。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢啦，到
We see the culmination of our inheritance.
我哋要嚟睇下我哋嘅产业继承翻嚟产业究竟有啲乜嘢系精髓呢
verses 7 to 11.
第七节到第十一节。
Let's look at the conditions of our inheritance.
好，咁首先呢，不如让我哋去睇下我哋嗰、那个继承产业嘅条件啦。
What are they?
究竟我哋继承产业有啲乜嘢条件呢？
Look carefully at the first four verses of Psalm 16.
请你仔细睇下诗篇第十六篇前四节啦。
David is saying that those who have their inheritance in Christ,
大卫喺度讲紧嗰啲喺基督里面拥有产业嘅人，
are totally under the cover of the sovereign Lord.
佢哋完全系喺至高上帝嘅遮盖之下。
They are totally owned and operated by the sovereign Lord.
佢哋系完全被上帝所拥有同埋被上帝所使用噶。
They are conscious of the fact that their very breath is in His hands.
佢哋好清楚自己每一口嘅呼吸都系喺上帝嘅手掌里面。
They are body and soul sold out to Jesus Christ.
佢哋从身体到灵魂已经全部卖晒俾耶稣基督啦。
They are protected by Him.
耶稣基督亦都会保护佢哋。
They are preserved and engulfed by Him.
耶稣基督会保守同埋将佢哋放喺怀抱里面。
But there is something else that is very important here. I want you to notice.
但系喺度有另外一啲嘢系好重要嘅，我特别希望你能够留意。
David uses three of the names of God.
大卫喺度用咗上帝其中三个嘅名。
Three different names of God in the original.
上帝嘅其中三个原来嘅名。
And he uses all three names in the first four verses alone.
大卫喺前四节经文里面系用晒呢三个名噶。
He uses the name Eel.
第一个就系用咗 Eel， 即系伊勒呢个名。
From which we get Bethel, a house of God.
其实就系伯特利啊 ，Bethel。L， 佢个 L 喺最后嗰度咧，就系、是、描述紧L 啦。咁 L 咧就系、是、上帝其中一个名啦，所以 Bethel 咧，伯特利就系代表上帝嘅家，就系、是、从 L 伊勒呢个字根嚟噶。
Then he uses the word Jehovah，
然后佢用咗耶和华。
And then he uses the word Adonai，
跟住佢又用咗 Adonai 咧系代表上帝嘅意思。咁咧佢。中文的譯名叫做阿杜乃，金乃迪的乃。
Three original words are used here in this verse.
我們看到在這一節裡面，大衛連續用了三個專用的原文。
Eel is the word that describes the all-powerful God, the almighty God.
Eel, 伊勒，這個詞是側重描述上帝的能力，因為祂是全能的上帝。
Eel describes the God of power and might.
伊勒 Eel 是表达了上帝的权柄和大能。
But David also says God is Jehovah.
但是大卫同时将上帝称为 Jehovah 或者耶威，就是耶和华或者雅威。
Jehovah or Yahweh is the God of the covenant.
耶和华或者雅威呢，就是代表上帝是盟约，遵守盟约的上帝。
Jehovah is the God who enters into a saving contract with us.
耶和华雅威指的是那位和我们订立了拯救的约的上帝。
Then thirdly, he uses the word Adonai.
第三，他就用了 Adonai, 这个阿杜乃的字。
Adonai means Lord, my sovereign Lord, or my king.
Adonai 的意思就是说主是至高无上的主或者是我的王。
So when you put all these together, David is saying, "Eel Jehovah Adonai."
将伊勒耶和华阿杜乃三个字放埋一齐就系 Eel Jehovah Adonai。大卫喺度讲紧啲乜嘢呢
？My Maker, my Mediator, and my Master.
就系我嘅创造主，我嘅中保同埋我嘅主人。
And because he is all these three things to me, I am living in him.
这个就是上帝对我的意念，我是活在祂的里面。
Therefore, I have no fear of those who are trying to hunt me down.
因此我不需要再怕任何人对我去迫害。
Because I am living in him.
因为我是住在上帝里面。
I am not daunted by my foes.
我并不会再惧怕任何要加害我或者我的敌人，要吓到我的敌人。
Why is this true?
为什么我会说这样是对呢？
Because the condition of my inheritance is guaranteed by him.
因为今日我的产业，我的继承的财产已经得着上帝的保证。
Because the condition of my inheritance is totally protected by him.
因为我要继承的产业全部都是由上帝去保管。
Because the condition of my inheritance is my complete preservation in him.
因为我的产业是得到上帝的保育和照顾。
Therefore, I know that the condition of my inheritance is the complete covering under him.
因此我明白我的产业全部都在上帝的荫庇之下。
The condition of my inheritance is my complete and total security in him.
我的产业在上帝里面是完整、是完全和安全的。
But David is saying more than this.
但是大卫讲的东西更加多。
He is saying that Il Jehovah Adonai means so much to me.
其实呢，在里面他是讲的伊勒耶和华和阿道乃对我是很有意义的。
That nothing and no one will ever mean as much to me.
他想说根本就没有任何人和任何事能够和他相提。
In fact, David is giving us a very subtle test here.
原来事实上大卫在这个地方为我们预备了一个很微妙的测试。
It is a self-administered test.
原来是一个我们可以自己去做的测试。
It is a test to know if you are really going to inherit with Jesus or not.
大卫要看到的是我们是不是真的愿意继承耶稣基督的产业呢？
As I said, it's a very subtle test.
我想说这个是一个很微妙的测试来的。
As soon as I point it out to you, you will see it right here in this text.
我一说给你听，你就可以从整段文字里面看出来。
And here is the test.
那我说给你听，测试是怎样的呢？
Ask yourself three questions.
请你去问一下自己三个问题。
Do I seek the company of the Lord more than anybody else in the world?
在这个世界上面，我寻求上帝的同在，是不是超过晒和任何人的交往呢？
Do I seek the company of those who seek him?
我是不是寻求和那些寻求上帝的人做朋友呢？
Do I feel uncomfortable in the company of those who sin bluntly and openly?
如果你和那些公然犯罪的人在一起，你是不是会浑身都不自在呢？
Do the values of godlessness trouble me?
不知道那些他们不敬畏上帝的价值观是不是会令你很难受呢？
Do the lifestyles of wicked and wickedness repulse me?
我想问，不知道他们那种不道德和邪恶的生活方式是不是会令我反感呢？
That's a test.
那这个就是测试了。
And it is a self-administered test.
这个就是自我的考试了。
To know whether or not you meet the condition of your inheritance.
他是要让你知道自己是不是达到了继承产业的条件。
My listening friend, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心去听我讲。
If you are like Peter, warming your hands in the fire of the godless,
如果你好似彼得一样喺嗰啲唔信神嘅人去点燃嘅火堆侧边去暖手嘅话。
If you warm your hands in the fire of those who resent the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你亦都喺嗰啲仇恨主耶稣基督嘅人所点燃嘅火堆旁边暖手嘅话
，then you have gone too far from Him.
你呢个时候已经离开上帝，走得太远啦。
Now listen carefully, please.
我想请你好留心去听。
Get back to Him before you deny Him altogether.
在你还未完全背叛上帝的时候，请你尽快回到祂面前。
Perhaps you knew the Lord Jesus at one time in your life.
或者你在你的生命里面曾经认识过主耶稣。
But the persecution from others caused you to turn from him.
但是因为其他人的逼迫让你离开了祂。
Perhaps you've accepted Jesus Christ earlier in your life.
可能在你后生的时候你已经接受了耶稣基督。
But you became discouraged by difficult circumstances in your life.
但是因为生活的困境让你变得很沮丧。
And you turned away from the Lord.
你转身离开了上帝。
I want to tell you that God still loves you.
我想告诉你其实上帝仍然爱着你。
And he longs for your fellowship.
他很希望能够同你恢复关系。
You can get back to him right now.
你今日就可以回到他的身边。
When you turn to him, he will meet you with open arms.
当你走向他的时候，他会张开他的双臂来迎接你。
The scripture says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
经文说那些在基督耶稣里面的就不定罪了。
Therefore, God will not reject you when you come to him in repentance.
因此当你悔改去到上帝面前的时候，上帝是不会拒绝你的。
Instead, he has an everlasting inheritance waiting for you.
相反，你要知道上帝是好好好好好好，他要为你的预备的就是一份永恒的产业啊。
As you have listened to this message,
当你听到这份的信息的时候，
If you realize that you have drifted away from the Lord,
如果你发现自己已经渐渐离开上帝远去的话，
Make the decision to return to him today.
希望你今日就能够做一个好好的决定，就是回到上帝那里。
You can do that by praying this prayer with me right now.
如果你想的话，请你现在跟我一起祈祷。
Lord God,
主啊，我的上帝，
Forgive me for turning away from you.
请你原谅我曾经离开你。
Forgive me for my wandering away.
原谅我曾经在外游荡。
And receive me back into your presence and your fellowship.
请你接受我回到你的面前，进入你的同在。
I want to restore my relationship with you.
我好想修复回我和你的关系。
I want to begin living for you.
我好想重新开始为你而活。
And I want to spend eternity with you in heaven.
我好希望永远能够同你一起在天堂。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿门。各位弟兄姊妹，我希望你是知道我们人生最大的产业是什么呢？我们最大的财富是什么呢？我想告诉你听，我们最大的财富就是上帝了。
我最大的财富就是神。 是神，有他我满足，再也不缺乏。我最大的财富就是神。
We love to hear from you, my listening friends. So please write to us.
各位亲爱的朋友，各位亲爱的收听的弟兄姊妹，我们其实很希望能够收到你和我们分享的讯息。
Until next time, we wish you God's richest blessing.
在这里，愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间，再会。